Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Live? Yes, we are. Oh my gosh, the truth in life is so important. I remember in A Few Good Men, the Tom Cruise character, McCaffrey, he wanted the truth and he got it. And then there is all kinds of truth that you want in your life, but there is one truth that we're going to talk about tonight, which is the truth about dark side play. And
we're going to talk about Color Up
right
Podcast.
Now.
Whether you're a seasoned player or a beginner eager to step up to the table, this is your lucky podcast that's all about the thrill and strategy of the casino world. I'm your host, Jeremy. With me is Jim the Professor. Let's get rolling.
Well, howdy, Jim. How are you today?
I am doing great. How about you?
Very good. Looking forward to today's show, hearing your thoughts about the truth about dark side, and then what our viewers think, because we'll open up the phone lines and text line in our monster roll session, maybe earlier. Maybe we'll just see how that goes. But
looking forward to talk
about the dark side a little bit. Which,
if you notice, I got a little craps shirt on.
Yeah, I love that.
And it's the layout. Very dark side, you know, with the flames and everything. Mm-hmm. So this is like the tatted up gym that never was, the dark side player.
I was just playing with this. This is actually the new Green Member gift. You probably can't see it, but it's the Color Up logo here and on the handle.
Okay.
And it's magnet.
Oh, good.
So like it'll stick to things and then, if you want to work on a car or stuff.
Absolutely.
And then it's got like this other little extension.
Man, goodness.
Yeah, I thought it was useful for me, and I know it'll be useful for
definitely useful for me as much as I
do. Oh, and then it changes to red. Or,
yeah.
I guess you can stick it to your car, back of your car if you're on the side of the road.
Absolutely. And I'll use it in the mornings, and the flashing is cool. I can use that for my buses.
And yeah, so maybe I'll use that. You could use it as a camera light, like for beauty purposes.
Oh, look at you. Look at you.
No, so it'll come out this week to all the Green Club members. Well, actually, so technically, I guess if you were to join today or tomorrow, the Green Club member, this would actually come out to you. But we'll see.
Lickety split.
I only have so many extras beyond the current amount of Green members, so if I get a rush of 20 Green members join tomorrow, I'm not going to have enough, but that's okay.
Yeah,
we'll figure it out.
You'll be very happy if you have 20 Green Cup members.
So anything happened this week?
Yeah. Actually, one thing I wanted to share with... hold on.
Wait a second. What is that shoe?
Yeah,
this is a new prop behind you. Oh,
it's a little bling bling. I call these my casino shoes.
Yeah, I mean, here now we could be like a disco show tonight. And we'll just
whoop whoop. Yes, but that I just hung that. Look out!
Okay, go ahead.
Bloopers? No, that's fine. No, I just wanted to show our listeners OTSL. You can't probably see it too well, but
you can't see the champion word at the
it
bottom.
It does say champion under at the bottom. It's in blue, so. My over 50 men's soccer team took the winner championship. So
now let you play even though you're obviously under the age of 50, Jim.
Oh, thank you, Jeremy. Thank you very much, sir. I'll be 58 in June, so I'm 57 okay. right now. So.
You're about to join a new team, the 65 plus team.
Oh, no, no, I hope not. No, no. But there is an over 60 league, so we don't, you know, get retired. We just graduate to the next league if need be. But my league's still in the full field, and I've been told if you can still run and contribute, they will let you play past 60. So that's going to be my goal right now, is to try to get to that guy.
Yeah, that's amazing. Just yeah. keep still running around it.
But it's fun. Plus. It's fun. We played on my new team today, and we tied our second game. So we're 0-0-2, I guess. No, is that right? 0-2? 0-2. I can't even remember where the tie goes. Probably
it goes last, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Okay.
0-0-2.
Yeah, yeah. So that's what the record is. But
any gambling this week? You don't gamble on your soccer games, right? You would be kicked off the league.
No.
Right?
I'm sure there's league rules against that. I don't want the commissioners and people to get involved with that. But no gambling on that. It would be a foolish thing.
So, that's probably a good thing. Yeah,
how about you?
No gambling this week.
No gambling. And no. So would you work on videos?
Yeah, I did some stuff. I did. This week was a little slow for work wise because my wife was home. So my wife travels for work. And so she'll do like 4 days gone, okay. 3 days home, or uh-huh. 5 days gone, 2 days home. You know, it's always adjusting. So usually when she's home, I try not to work. And okay. so we did a lot of kind of just hanging out and
together time.
Yeah, not much of anything. So it was a good week okay. In that aspect. But then usually when she's gone, I'm like, all right, I got to do all this stuff. Yeah, so get the. But yeah, so it's good. So I think beyond that, I guess we hop to today's episode.
Let's do it.
What do we got for today?
So we're talking about the truth about dark side play. And first off, let's just talk a little bit about what is dark side play.
Talk about the truth because there's a lot of.
Yeah, I mean,
we got to separate the fact from the fiction.
Is there a dark side? I mean, is there such a thing as dark side?
It's an interesting way to describe it. Mm-hmm. It doesn't. If you know the game, it doesn't really make sense because there's light side and dark side. There's good and evil, but it's not really the case in craps. So you just happen to be playing different. It's like. I guess the best example would be roulette, where someone bets on red,
right?
And you make a bet on black, and so they'd look at you funny, like, "What are you doing over on the black? You're the dark side player, right?"
Okay.
It doesn't really, you know, you're not betting against the other players. You're just betting different.
But our number, you know, all our numbers on the craps table are the same. All the both dice are the same color, right? So yeah. We're really not. I don't know if the color analogy.
No, but I'm just saying you're not necessarily betting against that red right. guy. You mm-hmm. just happen to choose a different bet than them.
Okay.
And one of you is going to win, one of you is going to lose, right?
Yeah, but there's not usually one's going to win, one's going to lose. It's not going to be one's going to win and everybody else is going. Well, no, technically everybody else would lose on their roulette. This is an interesting thought.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and you know, let's say you're a light side player, you can win a couple times, and then the seven rolls, right? And the dark side guy wins. So both of you can kind of technically win. And the same with roulette, like, oh my gosh, if you bet on black, well, technically if you had numbers that we're covering, you know, I don't know what the numbers are, 13, 27, right. 32. You can win on those, and they just happen to be black as well.
Yeah, if you're
so both sides can win.
A column, yeah.
But in craps, it is kind of tradition or whatever. So to answer your real question,
right.
The dark side is the players who bet to win with the seven. So we all know that the hands end with a seven. So these are players that bet that don't pass, don't come, mm-hmm. and make lay bets. Is that it? I think that's essentially it. So mm-hmm. they're essentially don't pass and don't come players. And usually whenever, you know, they want short rolls. They want that seven to show up early. You know, they don't want to see tons and tons of numbers. And then, like you said, or you mentioned,
yeah,
when everyone has all these place bettors and come bettors, and yeah, they're cheering, and then the seven happens, like all of them lose except for the dark side player, and he's happy. So it's kind of betting opposite. But we'll get it. Yeah, the fact is, it's, yeah, you're not. I don't know why it's called dark side.
I don't know either.
It is the minority of players for sure. I mean, if you go to any casino, I don't, you know, there's no statistics or study or anything, but it's got to be 90, 95 plus or light side players, which are people who bet in a way that they want to avoid the seven as long as possible. Right. And then, mm-hmm. you know, a couple dark siders. You know, a couple dark siders. That's just it. It's kind of tradition.
If there's seven or eight on a side, so 14, 16 players, you're thinking there's only one or two, one per side.
Sometimes there'll be a buddies, right, and they'll bet the same. Like, so there might be two or three, but there might, yeah, a lot of times a full table, there might be just one guy.
Yeah, like a Sith Lord.
Yeah, but he's just betting different from you. He's picked a different team. He's not, both of you are playing against the casino.
Right.
You're not playing against each other. You could both win, you could both lose, but you're both playing against the casino. So that's why it's not like dark side, light side, good and evil. I mean, you're both trying to beat the casino. So
absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
How about why do you think some of the people, these Sith Lords of the darkness, why do you think they love it so much? Because they are definitely fans, and they definitely play that way. And they usually come in with a lot of bankroll, and they roll in. Why do you think they like it? What's appealing to it?
Well, every roll ends in a seven. So eventually they win in the end, right?
Well, hold on. You say every roll ends in a seven. What do you?
Every shooter ends in a seven.
Every shooter,
yeah.
Right.
Eventually. Every hand ends with a seven. I mean, because if you never rolled a seven, you Jim would be rolling all day, every day, right?
Right, right.
But
right.
As soon as you roll that seven, if the point's established, then
right.
it turns over, it's over, and the dark side would win in that case.
Mm-hmm. At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
But there is some people who roll points.
Yeah, right? And that's why they get hurt. So anyway, back to that question,
yeah,
why they like it. The average roll's 8.5.
Okay.
Tons of rolls are shorter than that. So, you know, most light siders, they make their money on long rolls, multiple numbers, and that just doesn't happen that often. So more often than not, you're going to see a short roll, and that favors the dark sider. They're betting on the most popular number, right? The chances are always, every roll, it's a 1 in 6 chance that the number rolls and they win their bet.
Mm-hmm.
So they win more often. That's probably the biggest one,
yeah,
right?
Let me ask you, do they win more often? You think so?
I'm not talking about overall, like their bank roll and they walk away with a profit more often.
Okay.
I'm saying that the game is built in a way that it wins more often. The issue is the negative side of it is it's pays less.
Okay.
Than the light side bets. Because you're always betting on the favorite. So if you can compare it to sports, you're betting on the favorite. You're not going to win as much as your, you know, light siders are underdog bettors. They're always betting on the underdogs, and so they get paid more because they have a greater risk. So,
okay.
you're going to roll the seven and win more often, but you're going to win less and not get paid as much as the light side or underdog shooters.
Makes sense.
Okay.
Makes sense. Now, so that's one half of it. That's, I can see why they love it. Explain why a lot of players on the light side absolutely despise this type of play.
Yeah.
And why is there so much scorn and and people throwing, instead of trying to roll the dice, they are throwing the dice at the other people's chips and all. What is the rage about?
Well, because when they lose, the dark side guy wins.
Okay.
So it's no fun whenever you got $100 out there on several numbers and the seven rolls and you lose all your bets and that other guy wins.
Okay.
So kind of the name of the game is to avoid the seven, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whether you're dark side or light side, really the name of the game is try to beat the odds and roll as many rolls as you can before the seven shows up. And so if that's kind of the name of the game, then, you know, superstition comes into that. Like, you don't want people, you know, you hear people, I don't want to hear the word say seven.
Right.
So you definitely don't want people rolling for it. You definitely don't want people cheering for it because, again, 95% of the players are trying to avoid that. They want to see numbers and keep winning money. So I don't want someone betting against me. Mm-hmm. I don't want to hear them say the number. I don't want them to roll it, of course. But
I mean, can I ask you, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
If you bet a, I bet a six and you bet a 10.
Yeah.
Are you rooting against me? Are you?
See, that's the thing. No. I mean, we're okay. But six and 10, we're both light-siders. So we don't care what rolls. The five can roll, the three can roll, the 12 can roll, the eight can roll. Doesn't hurt me and you, because mm-hmm. would you say I'm on the six and you're on the 10?
Yeah, yeah.
Right, and you roll the 10, and hey, I'm still cool with you rolling the 10.
Okay.
Because I haven't lost. It's when that seven rolls, now we both lose. The six guy and the 10 loses.
I got it. So yeah. you think that is the, that's it basically, that we, well, the light side players, do not embrace.
We don't want the seven. Yeah, we just don't want the seven.
But we kind of want the seven at a certain time, right?
Well, we understand it's going to happen on the come out roll is the only time we have the advantage as a light side player, because you, if you're a pass line player, you would win, right? 7-11. Mm-hmm. So you're a 2-1 favorite for that one roll, though. But after the points established, no more sevens, right? So you don't win your bankroll. You don't have a big day because of come out sevens.
No.
It happens as part of the game, but it's just a little bonus for you.
Right.
You make your money by repeating and rolling the other numbers mm-hmm. and avoiding the seven. So that's why, you know, we, as a light side player, you don't want a seven. But it's not, like you said, six and 10 aren't betting against each other. But really,
I mean, I win. You don't win.
That's true.
Don't lose either.
I don't lose either. But on the, and then whenever you got a seven, a player who has, let's say, a don't pass, and you, the point's a eight.
Okay.
Right. So, and you have a place bet on the eight. Or maybe you made a pass. Let's pass line. You made a pass line. I made a don't pass, points an eight. So you win with the roll of an eight. I win with a roll of a seven.
Mm-hmm.
So our bets are opposed to each other.
Right.
But we're still not really betting against each other. We're still betting against the house, because the house is the one who takes a percentage from either one of
every
us.
Bet.
Yeah. If I win or you win, the casino still takes their edge. So we're, you know, it's kind of, I don't know. I don't know that I'm doing a good job of explaining it, but even though we have opposite bets, we're not betting necessarily against each other.
And there's the, you know, on the light side, if you went with a pass line, you have the advantage on the first roll, 2-1 advantage. But after that first roll, you're at a disadvantage of whatever.
Right.
And then opposite with a dark side,
Yeah.
They're at extreme disadvantage on that first roll.
Yep. And then after the point's on, then no matter what the point is, they right. always have the advantage on every roll.
Okay. So the way you play it, basically, you were saying is don't pass, right? And then, excuse me.
Don't pass, which is, I guess we could break it down all the way. Yeah. We're already pretty deep in the conversation to back up for this. But so the don't, for those who are unfamiliar, you make a don't pass bet on the first roll, the come out roll. The 2, the 3 is a winner for you. The 12 is push or bar. And then, but you lose with the 7-11. So it's just kind of opposite of the pass line. Mm-hmm. And then once a point is established, wherever it is, you want a 7. It, whenever the 7 rolls is when you win as a don't pass player. So it's it literally is set up just to play opposite the pass
of
line.
That one.
Yeah, and that's I guess that's why. Even though technically you're betting against casino, it does feel like you are betting opposite. And so that's why it's defined as light side, dark side, you know, good, evil. Hey, so, that guy's betting against me. Yeah, not really. Okay. But I understand where people get there.
How about the, talk about the lay bets a little bit and how do they work? And because the don't pass is going to pay even money on the base.
Yeah.
And let's talk about just a straight up lay for now.
Well, let me say with the pass and don't pass, you can also add odds.
All right.
And they're called lay odds. And because you're the favorite, you have to bet more to win back less.
Okay.
But again, like a pass line player, there's 0% house edge. So it's an amazing additional bet if you can afford it. Mm-hmm. But it costs more because it pays true odds. So let's say the point's a 4. Now you would win with the roll of a 7. Okay. So 6 ways to roll a 7, 3 ways to roll a 4. You're a 2-to-1 favorite. That's the true odds. So you have to bet 2 to win back 1. So you want to add odds of $20. When you win, you'll win 10 only.
Okay.
So it's in the opposite. The pass line player bets 10 to win 20. You have to bet 20 to win 10. So if you take that, you bet more to win back less because you're the favorite. That's how lay bets work.
Okay.
And lay bets, you just pick any number you want and you're betting against that particular number. So the don't pass and the don't come, the dice decide what number you're betting.
Mm-hmm.
With the lay bet, you choose. Like, I want to lay against the 9. So you're choosing which number could hurt you. So if you make a lay bet on the 9, you're the 3-2 favorite.
Okay.
Because there's 6 ways to roll and 4 ways to roll the 9. So you're 6-4, 3-2. You're the 3-2 favorite. So you essentially would have to lay 3 to win back 2. The 9 rolls, you lose. The 7 rolls, you win.
Okay.
But that's the lay because you're picking which number. I don't think the 5 is going to roll. Hey, bet you would lay against the 5.
Any juice?
Yeah, they charge you 5% to make that bet because they're not going to, the casino never pays you true odds.
Okay.
So they would pay you 3-2 minus 5%.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's the lay.
Yep.
And again, with the lay, you have to bet more to win less.
Yep.
And you mentioned those numbers. You said on the 4 and 10, it's you have to bet 2 to win 1, and then the 5 and 9 is 3-2, and then the 6 and 8 looks like where the big money is. You bet 6 to win 5.
Yeah, that's true. So, and it's very weird. So that's the best paying lay bet, right?
Yeah.
Because you get paid 5 for every 6 you bet. The problem is there's 5 ways to lose that bet versus only 6 ways to win it. So you will find most don't players don't like the 6 and 8. And they prefer, like if they're going to do a lay bet, they choose the 4 and 10, which it doesn't really matter. It just depends on what the dice hit. Because the 6 and 8, you always get paid according to the dice probability. So, right. You know, it doesn't really matter. You just get paid according to what the dice probability is or the true odds. So, but people don't typically, they don't like the 6 and 8 because, hey, there's so many ways to lose my bet, okay. But you get paid proportionate to that. So,
and the other way you can play on this dark side is the don't pass, the lay bet, and then we're going to talk about the don't come. And there's something different about those don't come bets, right? Versus my come bet.
Well, it works the same. It's the same. It's a don't pass bet when the puck is on. So it's the middle of the game.
Mm-hmm. So but what about when it goes up to the like the 6 or the 8? What do you see a lot of times people do?
Again, I'll see people say no action.
Okay. What does that mean?
It means the dealer will just give you your bet back. Again, because they don't like it being on the 6 and 8 because there's too many ways to win, they think. And with the flat bet, you still only get paid 1-1, right?
Right.
Now, so it would make sense with odds, but with a flat bet, you get paid 1-1 for a 6-5 bet, or if it goes to a 4-10, you still get paid 1-1, even though you're the 2-1 favorite.
Okay.
But yeah, they'll say return it, don't take it down. There's too many dice combos to beat them, so they don't like it, and they'll get it returned to them. Because, so interesting, I guess we should say this, a don't pass and don't come bet, you're allowed to remove at any time. The casino will happily allow that. Do you know? And I mean, you know
you
why?
You said happily allow that?
Yeah.
And the reason being?
Because once it's there, now you're the favorite to win. So if you're the favorite and you remove it, the casino is like, phew, we got through that one. I mean, we don't have, that's great. Because the first rule, remember, you're the underdog.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms. At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Right.
Once the point's established, now you're the favorite. So if you go, oh, now that I'm the favorite, I'm going to take my bet back, casino will allow you to do it. Now it's the opposite with the pass and come because at first you're the favorite. Right. Once the point's established, you're the underdog, and so they require, the casino require, those are the only two contract bets.
Contract, yeah.
They will not let you to remove it because, hey, you were the favorite for that first roll. We want our chance to win the money back. But it makes no sense as a dark side player to go, don't pass, hey, I'm a big underdog. It moves to a number, now I'm the favorite, but I return it. So you only play when you're the underdog?
How about this, though? I see them sometimes they'll take it back, and then the very next roll, they put it out there. So they go
Yeah, they do. They try to go through the don't come again. Yeah.
They try to do it again.
Yeah, they just stay as the don't come until they get their lucky number. Mathematically, it's a bad move. I have a video on it. Never, ever, ever remove your don't.
Okay.
There are worst case scenario, if it travels to the number, I would say that you don't like the 6 or 8, just make a place bet that will wash it out. Worst case scenario, you win a little bit on the place bet. Worst case scenario, the bets wash each other out and you tie. Okay. So, but don't remove it. If it travels to a number you don't like, you're the favorite. You've went through the hard part. You've got through the desert.
Go for it.
You got past that dangerous.
Don't be scared.
Yeah, you got past that dangerous 7-Eleven. Now you're in the position to win. Don't remove that bet. Mm-hmm. So, that's
the three ways.
I can't really think of another way.
That's
Tibet. That you know, I've mentioned it before, but it's probably not worth mentioning, is there are some tables that let you to do a place bet to lose. You only see these on digital tables or in Europe. There's no American tables that have this. But it's similar to like a lay bet.
But is it kind of like a put bet? But
it's more like a place bet. It's opposite like a of a place bet because the how they pay you, the odds are already taken out instead of you paying a vig.
It's not a put.
Yeah, the house edges or the percentage is already built into it, but it's betting against a number. But yeah, you don't see that in America. So you just make your lay bets or your don't pass or don't come.
So I want to transition into the next little section there, and we have a title, The Psychological Side of Playing the Dark Side.
Okay.
Because there's some things you got to think about when you go up there. First off, you're going up, and it's kind of like going to a away event, and you're the only guy from the away side rooting for a sports team, and you're in the wrong section, quote unquote.
Yeah.
And talk about the psychology a little bit about that, about being are you really the villain? And have you seen people treat people as villains for that type of thing?
Well, yeah, unfortunately. For people that don't know the game. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like we said, you're usually the underdog. So you're the minority. You come to the table. Everyone else, you're betting opposite of everyone. So, yeah, you showed up with your Bills gear and the New England Patriots game. You know, you're the minority. So, you know, there are some people that be like, the Bills stink, and that's it, right? But then there will be other people who will throw a beer on you.
Oh, wow.
You know, they'll heckle you, boo you, whatever, right? You know, especially when drinks are involved. At the table, I've seen some people get a little upset. You know, they'll do some yelling. I've never seen anyone punch or fist fight or anything physical.
But verbally.
But I definitely see some verbal. Now, some people don't care. If you're a smart player, you don't care. Again, he's not betting. He's just betting opposite. He's not betting against you. He's just betting differently. So a smart player don't care. Superstitious players, they usually have a problem with it. And they do care. Yeah, but you see it sometimes. It's, you know, they'll keep to themselves and they'll play their dark side, and it's okay. With a knowledgeable table, it's not an issue. When you go play with the color up people at DiceCon or something, it's not going to be an issue. We all kind of know. You go to a table with regulars or superstitious, you may hear some people yelling at you. What are you doing? You're betting against me. You're going to cause the table to lose, blah, blah, blah.
I've seen a lot of people just, like, if somebody comes and starts playing the don't, they'll just color up and just leave.
Yeah, sure.
And I've seen like a whole table just.
You don't want the bad mojo guy, right? Yeah, want, you know,
and
I mean.
Say, you want to be that guy? Then I've seen everybody just either color up and, you know, he or she is standing alone, or I'll just say, hey, all my bets are off, and just wait them out until because a lot of times you can tell if they're a real serious dark side player by the amount of bankroll that they come up with. You know, if it's a $15 table or something and they've got $200 and they're betting on the I don't know how long they're going to be, and they just might bounce out. But yeah, there's definitely some strong emotions, and if you're going to play the dark side, you got to have some thick skin, right? What else?
Typically
ignore.
Yeah, ignore. I mean, you could cheer when you win. Most don't, because again, you're pushing the. I'm not saying you don't have the right to. When you win, you could cheer, but you get the guy who's already mad and he thinks, you know, the superstition because you won, and he lost a lot of money. You know, you could get into a little. You don't want to get the drunk guy at the end of the table to come punch you because you're like, yes, seven, right?
Yeah.
So a little common sense and etiquette would be like, if you're the minority better at the table, then you know what, take your wins happily. Some people would say smartly, and keep to yourself and move along, right? There's no sense to be like, yes, seven, you're losers, and I'm the winner here, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. So,
I remember on one of my first, second trips to Vegas, there was a dark sider there, and he was rather vocal. And he said, I don't care. You guys win as much money as you want. You know, I hope it's a long roll. I just want the last one to be a seven before the point hits, you know.
Right.
And, yeah. And he was pretty obnoxious and on. There was a lot of people who were just like every time one of his, you know, point was hit or if he had don't pass numbers going up, you know, they were just obnoxious as they could be. And then the whole other thing is we haven't even talked about was shooting. Should a dark side player shoot? Do you think most of them shoot?
I've seen a few of them. You don't see that many of them, but when I do see quite a few of them pass the dice.
Okay.
So they don't shoot. Now, I've played from the dark side. I have no problem shooting because I don't think it matters.
Right, right.
Like either the dice are going to, I mean, either going to win or lose. So, and I've seen plenty of players that do it, but you typically don't see light side players pass the dice. They want to shoot the dice. Mm-hmm. But I have seen more than my fair share of don't siders who choose not to shoot the dice because
I must admit when I do see them shoot that when they're not sniping themselves out or whatever, I do have to like,
it is a weird situation. Whatever. It's the only game in the casino where you control the outcome, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about dice control. I'm just saying you get to throw the dice, so you do control the outcome. It's not
a
computer or a reel or whatever. So you control it, and then the fact that you controlled it and beat yourself, it sucks. Like, that's the weird thing about it.
Oh, my God. My worst experience ever on a cruise ship, I was playing, and I lost my bankroll, just about all my bankroll for this session, and it was the last night of the trip, and I said, you know what, I'm just gonna go ahead and go dark side, and I just, instead of playing don't pass or instead of playing pass line and come bets, I did don't pass and don't come. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, I got every number up there, and then I just kept rolling and sniping every one of them down. And then I rolled the point, and that was my last one. And I was like, I'll never do this again, because it was a crushing feeling to throw away. And back then, it was like $5 on the cruise ship or whatever. Okay. And I was just like, you got to be kidding me. And then even the dealers were like, I don't know. It reminded me of that scene in Breakfast Club when Molly Ringwald said, stop doing that or whatever in the library or something. It was just terrible feeling. So
there was a poor guy. I told the story. It wasn't the last, I think like two cruises ago, and this poor dark sider, and I got on a pretty good roll, and I can't remember now. It was like 500 or 1,000. It was a significant bankroll, and he just wouldn't give up, and I just kept rolling. He lost so many come out rolls because I was just rolling come out sevens like crazy, but then every time he'd get established, I'd keep hitting points as well, and he just would not give up. And I mean, it wasn't 10 minutes and all of his money was gone. And, but he took it like a champ. He came over and shook my hand. He goes, well, that's how it goes sometime. But, he was a good sport about it, but yeah, you never know. I do want to, I don't know if this is in your outline or whatever, but, I should break up and tell you the difference mathematically between the two.
Yeah. We didn't, I had math coming up, but,
okay.
But yeah, that was the basic math, but go ahead and let's do it. So what's the difference between just do pass line and don't come pass?
Or don't pass, yeah.
Yeah.
Not much.
It's like a nickel, right?
Not even. So a pass line is, the house edge on it is 1.41%.
That's right.
Essentially, that means over time, they're expected to keep 1.4%. That's essentially, let's do it $100. So over time, you should lose $1.41.
In theory.
In theory, right? Yeah. On the don't side, everyone said the don't's better, right?
Right.
The house edge is 1.4%.
So it's a penny.
It, for every $100 bet, the difference is one penny. It's 0.001% difference. So mathematically, technically, it is better, but you're talking about one penny difference for every $100 bet.
Yeah.
So that's why it's like, pick whichever side you think is going to win, because that's how the math works out. They are essentially the same.
So it's not even a nickel.
For some reason, not even a nickel.
I was thinking like 1.37
in a lot of books, they'll post it as 1.36%.
Yeah.
And that typically that is there's different calculations, but that's when the house edge based off of bets made.
Okay.
And most calculations, so all the other numbers, they write it on bets resolved, which means once it you don't remove your bet. Because in craps is different because you can remove your bets. But if you leave your bet up there until it wins or loses, mm-hmm. the proper calculation is 1.4%.
Okay.
So
yeah, that was in the back of my mind, like 1.37. So I was going to be.
Yeah, 1.36 you'll see in different places. But it's weird because it's based off of something different. You can go like the Wizard of Odds and see. But that's all calculations, when you know place bet 4%, all the house edges, we always go on bet resolved. And then on the don't, sometimes for whatever reason, they go, well, let's use the calculation on bets made, and that's 1.36. But if you keep to bets resolved, it's 1.40 versus 1.41. So 0.01% different.
How about on the I just pulled up the Roto book on his chart. And what about on the lay bets when you're laying? Is there versus rooting for that four versus rooting against the four? What do you think the math is on that one?
I don't know the math off the top of my head. It's
I'm sitting here looking. Yeah, I'm sure it depends on the vig and everything, right?
Yeah.
Front of the back. I had 2.44% house edge on the laying the 4/10.
Okay.
And then placing the 4/10. Let's see.
Placing the 4/10, you can get down to in the ones if the vig is on the win only. Yeah,
they had a place bet on the 4/10 without that was 6.67.
Yeah, it's not good unless you get the vig only on a win.
Significantly, you know what, 20% more.
Yeah, I think most of the house edges hovers around 2% when you do lay bets on any of the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously, you know, your 2% lay bet on the 5/9, where the house edge on a place bet's 4%. Mm-hmm. There are some places that will allow you to buy the 5/9, you know, Biloxi or different places, but it's pretty rare. And then obviously the 6/8, there's no mathematical reason why you would ever buy that number.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 1.52%, and you know the lay bet is going to be around 2%. So
yeah, I saw the on this one it had lay the 5 and the 9 3.23 versus placing the 5 and 9 4.0. So 70.
Yeah, it's a little different, a little tricky on those. But if you go with the basic bet, the pass versus don't pass, 0.01%.
Yeah, not
one
much.
Penny for every $100. So if you're trying to get in an argument with some guy and be like, yeah, but it's mathematically the better bet. Yeah, not I guess. Much. I give up. It's 1 cent for every $100.
Right. Here's a penny.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Exactly. So
that's
virtually
that's
insignificant.
Math.
Yeah, but yeah,
that's
the
math. That's the math on it. So,
and then the odds.
Yeah. Go ahead with the odds on
0%, 0% house edge, whether you lay odds or take odds.
Right.
One, you're the favorite. You have to bet more to win back less. The other one, you're an underdog. You bet smaller, but you win bigger. In the end, you're expected to win none. You're expected to lose none for both the casino and the player.
Mm-hmm.
Just depends if you go on a hot streak or cold streak, whether that's a good bet.
And then I think another reason why some of these players love it is they just like going against the grain.
Yeah, sure.
There are people in life who have contrarian personalities.
Sure.
And they look for social, you know, with platforms or whatever, just to,
yeah, there's a guy I saw in the comments that scrolled by a minute ago, and he's one of those people. He's always like nitpicking, you know, on my videos. He's just contrarian person, like he just likes to, you know, you find faults or pick or there are people that do that. They're like, well, if everyone is going to bet that way, I'm gonna bet this way, right? It's like, you know, if everyone's betting on Duke, I'm gonna bet, I don't know what you know, Alabama or whatever. I don't even know the teams, but yeah, it's it's the person who goes in there and bets the, you know, and when they win, right, they look so smart, right? Because it's like,
oh yeah,
it's Mike Tyson Brilliant. Versus
who back in the day.
Yeah, right. So everyone's rooting for Mike Tyson, and then you're like, you know what, I'm gonna bet on Buster Douglas, you know.
It happens.
It happens.
It's definitely a personality type that tends to gravitate toward that one a little bit. Are there any particular strategies that you notice more dark side players playing, as far as like overall strategies, or do they just like, are they boring, basic like me, just come betters and or
typically
don't come?
Yeah, I don't. I mean, usually I see lay bettors a lot of times as like hybrid players. They'll play some numbers and they'll lay some numbers.
Okay.
When I see a full dark side player, they usually stick to the math, right? So they usually just a don't pass, maybe a couple don't comes, and that's it. So, and they typically don't want a lot of bets out there, so they'll keep them 1-2 bets. They're really grinding it out. And not as many of them like to do odds, and I think it's because they don't understand it, because they talk about, well, I'm diluting, you know, I'm the favorite, but I still get paid 1-1 with my flat bet.
Right.
When I add odds, I'm paying more to win back less, but, you know, there's zero house edge on that. You get paid according to the true odds. So,
right.
But a lot of player dark side wars will not add lay odds.
I see these guys, and some of the big players that I've seen it at Luxor in Vegas. I've seen dark side player, big one in New Orleans, and then I saw a really big dark side player in Cherokee, and I see them with stacks of chips, and I've never understood why the crew doesn't like color them more appropriate to their, you know, instead of having like 2 $100 chips out there, they've got 8 green chips out there, and the stack is high, and it's invite, you know what I mean? It just invites for trouble, and it creates more work for the dealers, I think, too, because some people, I'm telling you, I've seen people just aim right for it, and then other people, you know, they'll kind of see where people are throwing the dice, and for the people who believe in dice control, and then they'll say, hey, can you move your bet? Oh, no, that's where my bet is. Right, you know.
Again, the contrarian spirit.
The contrarian spirit, yeah.
Yeah, so you will see chunkers. So usually a lot of them won't do odds. A lot of them will do bigger bets on the line.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I see those, the dark siders, martingale more than most players.
Okay.
Martingales, you just keep doubling your bet until you win. And that's because they're just like, the 7s, 1s, and 6s, it's got to happen, right?
Got to happen.
It's got to happen. So when they lose their bet, they get knocked off. I'm going bigger. I'm doubling my bet. I'm going again. It's got to happen. The 7s got, it always shows, right? The 7s all the most common number, right? Come on. And so I see those guys martingale more than most players. But yeah, typically, there's not a lot of different ways to play. They keep it pretty simple. Pass or come, and maybe odds, maybe not. But some martingaling. But you know,
so not a lot of. And really, when you're a hybrid player, you're not really light side all the way, and you're not really dark side. It's a mix.
Usually there's one way you're leaning into the other. You're right. Trying to mitigate some losses, but you're either leaning darks or you're leaning light, because you want one way to win your money. There's no sense of just playing both ways and just losing your money,
because
right?
you're gonna lose no matter what.
Usually hybrid guys are they're hoping for something one way or the other.
Okay. So now, moving on to our next little topic, and again, is it the right way for you to play? What are some of the things that you need to consider if you're going to, you know, if you've been a good guy and you've been betting with the pass lines, hey, I might want to try it. What are some things that come to your mind whether you should embrace the dark side? What do you think you need to look at? practical stuff. You know where I'm going with this without looking at the outline?
Maybe bankroll?
All right, so bankroll is one. Okay, I was going to do that last, but let's do it now.
Oh,
so
sorry.
Talk about No.
Sorry, because I'm not looking at the notes.
It's good.
I'm just flying off the hip here.
Yeah, and doing a great job.
Okay.
Engaging.
Okay, we're trying.
Engaging. No, we're you are.
Yeah. Okay, we're trying here. Bankroll, typically a dark cider is... It depends, because if they're just going to make a pass line or a don't pass bet and wait for resolution, they don't need as much. Mm-hmm. But usually, all the other bets, you got to bet more to win back less. So, you know, you're betting $100 to win 50 on a lay four. You know, if you're an odds player, you're betting 100 to win 50 or 90 to, you know, win 60 or, you know, 60 to win 50, whatever. So you're betting more. You usually have to have a bigger bankroll if you're a dark side player.
Okay. So bankroll is a huge thing. So really, you think more people might be dark side. There might be some dark side in them, but they don't have enough bankroll to do it. So I'll just get the team good.
I mean, maybe, because it's like, you know, I could bet 10 to win 20, or, you know, I can bet smaller and win more. Okay. So if I got a smaller bankroll, you can go that way.
Last longer, you know.
Yeah, because a good comparison is what I do at the end of my videos. I have a 3-point Dolly and a 3-point Molly. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're almost always inverse of each other. When one wins, the other loses.
Right.
But the don't cost more money. He has it just does, because he's betting. You know, when he adds his 3 points and then adds odds, maximum odds, he's betting more. Yeah,
and
he's betting more to win back
less. He has less chances to mess up where the...
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Light side person would have more chances because they don't need as much money, because when they win double.
Yeah, they win more, right.
They win more.
So they have to win less frequently because they win bigger. Mm-hmm. And then the dark sider, I mentioned earlier, they win more often, but they win less. But again, 1 cent difference. I mean,
yeah,
we're talking long-term math says they're nearly identical. So just pick the side you like.
Mm-hmm.
One's not necessarily favored the other. If we could see the future, I would tell you. I wish I could. I wish I could tell you, Jim. But okay. Over any given session, I can't tell you what's going to happen in the next hour. So hopefully you guess right. Okay. And some people are just stubborn I wouldn't say stubborn, but it's like, hey, I'm playing light side, and if it don't work over the next hour, it is what it is, right? And the same with the dark side guy. He's like, you know what? I'm playing dark side. It is what it is. If the dice don't go in my favor, that's fine.
It's like the stock market. Past performance has nothing to do with future results, right?
Yeah.
So that was actually my next thing a little bit, was the personality fit. You know, I've got my bad, and I saw John from Pro Craps jumped in here, but I got my bad, you know, flaming little thing, like he's got his little icon.
The skull.
Yeah, the skull and the hand coming up, grabbing the die. But, you know, to me, with my personality, I mean, I can't even fake it when I'm playing. I mean, my heart's not in it. If I do it at DiceCon or something, it might be for everybody else doing it. But I try to be so positive in life, and I wish good things for you.
And again, so you're treating it like it's a negative thing. It's just different.
It's different, but yeah, I mean, but it's,
there is
it
a stigma.
Seems like
there's
it is.
That's because
it
there is
a
stigma.
Stigma, yeah.
Because it's 95% of players don't play that way. The stigma's there. The anger's, and so we call it dark, and we call it the bad side, and we call it But it's, you know, these are just feelings. If you can get over the feelings, yeah, you're just betting different. And that's all there is to it.
Just picking a different side of the same team or same game, but just a different side.
Okay. Yeah, so you want the Cowboys or the Browns? Well, who's going to win? That's who I would bet on. If you don't, I mean, there are some other factors. Well, you know, this team's always better, but you know, when
that's
we're
like
talking
the
about
casino
a coin
team
flip
is
game,
always better.
Yeah, when you're talking about a coin flip game, which side? I don't know. We don't know. So. But yeah, because the majority go light and the stigma of the dark side, but one penny
different. Do you see a lot of light side players mixing it up and just going from like guys like me saying, hey, I'm a come better or 3-point Molly, and hey, I'm a 3-point Dolly guy today or whatever. You see a lot of flip flopping or not too much?
Not too much. I mean, I definitely over the last 10-20 years, there were more people that just stuck to it nowadays. And like, I don't, maybe YouTube or, you know, cause I even show them, I see so many more players that do hybrid or mixes or start dark and then move light or start light and then move dark. Mm-hmm. I do see a lot more people
chasing.
Yeah. Or just doing different things as opposed to, you know, 15 years ago at the table, it was like, you see the 3-point Molly guys, you see the Iron Cross guys, and then you see a 3-point Dolly guy, and that was it. It wasn't like there were people mixing things up and trying different things. So, but now it's a little more common to see people have some sort of system or whatever, and they're like, you know, I'm going to have some light side for 5 rolls, and then I start making don't come bets or whatever. That's a lot more common than it was even 10 years ago when it
was. Are you crediting that to what? Why do you think that's changed?
I mean, I mentioned YouTube, and maybe it is. Maybe it is YouTube, because 20 years ago, you just had books. So, and all the books taught you to play the
basically
3-point.
The same way.
Yeah, 3-point Molly. None of them told you. I mean, there's a couple guys like Patrick, right, would be like a don't guy.
Yeah.
But very few. Everyone else would be, you know what, make your pass, comes, two comes, max odds. And that was it, right? There was no mix. There was no hybrid. There was whatever. So the information wasn't out there. Mm-hmm. And nowadays we have so much information with the internet. So maybe not YouTube, but the internet, right? So you got Reddit and Facebook and forums and Discord, newsletters and Discords and YouTube. And there's just so much out there, and we're all chasing the wind. So we're willing to try stuff nowadays.
Yeah, I think YouTube gets a lot of credit. I know there's probably at half a dozen YouTubers right now in the chat, and we will get to the live call-in portion in a little bit with our cool. Did we try out the phone number tonight? I forgot.
No, it should work. It should work, okay, though.
Yeah, little thought that should have taken.
It'll be good. Anyway,
it'll be good. Sorry, but yeah, I think it's definitely YouTube, because experience is the best teacher, right? And for guys like me who only, you know, play a couple, 3 times a year, maybe on a cruise ship, that kind of thing. You know, you get only so much experience each time, and unless you happened to be at a table when somebody was playing a different strategy, you wouldn't necessarily learn. But now you can just pull up a video and listen to it on your way to work, or listen to it and watch it, you know, at the computer. That kind
you
of
could
thing.
See at work, you could see the possibilities and be like, oh, you know, I can win with this method. Whenever, you know, when the table's cold, right? We talk about hot and cold. When the table's cold, if I switch to this don't strategy I know, then I'm going to be better off. And so, yeah, you kind of see the chance and the opportunity. And then there's some confirmation bias there. And when you experience it and you go, hey, last time, you know, a couple short rolls, I switched to the dark side, and man, I walked away up $1,000, you know, and then like,
right,
I'm a dark side player now, right? So, And mm-hmm. it would go just as quickly the other way. I'm a light side player now because, you know, whatever. The experience you had or what you've seen work.
Okay. So, yeah, definitely YouTube on that one to me. Next little thing I wanted to move into, according to our outline that some of us have looked at, was the common mistakes and misconceptions of dark side players. And the first one was on there thinking the dark side always wins. You know, because, you know, we always say the casino always wins, right?
Yeah.
The casino always wins. The casino always wins. The casino always wins a little bit on each bet, and it appears that you're betting with the casino, but we know that's not true. We talked about that, but that is a big one for a lot of newer players. Is you think, hey, you've got big red on your side, but these guys don't always win. You do not always win playing the dark side.
No, certainly, and that's why there's chances. That's why it's almost a 50-50 game. We're talking about 1 cent and every $100, that's the difference. Mm-hmm. So if the dice are rolling points, rolling come out 7-11s, you are going to lose.
Yeah.
And you can just as easily lose on the don't as you can on the pass. It like it's all it's so close to 50-50. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's the reason why a lot of people think it, because it does, it wins more often. The problem is you don't get paid as much as, you know, the other guys who win less often, they catch up quicker because their wins are bigger, right? But slow and steady, the don't guy wins more often. So most people are like, okay, he wins more often. I should win more, bet and win more often, right? But the math doesn't work that way, because eventually when your losses and your win, your wins aren't as
they're
much.
They're not even. It's yeah, not they don't, 50-50. Yeah.
Consider all the factors of the win, you know, or the payout,
right.
It brings it back down to where they're so close to 50-50
mm-hmm.
That you just got to know
which
side to bet on.
And that 50-50 is between the light side and the dark side, not 50-50 with the casino versus whatever kind of way you're playing, because that's not a 50-50 game.
No, they take theirs no matter what.
No matter what. So that was a big common mistake or misconception. And then the other one was overextending your bankroll, you know, putting too much money out there, or maybe, like you said, some of these guys who are martingalers who say, hey, there's no way it's going to happen again. There's no way there's going to be three fours in a row, or two fours, or two tens, or whatever the number is that they think won't happen. So they increase their money, and what happens? The weird stuff happens every day, because each roll
Is independent. Yeah.
And then the other common mistake would be reacting to the hate. You know, it's almost like a wrestling, professional wrestling match. You know, like I said, come into it with a shirt like this and, you know, I'm the dark side player, you know. But, yeah, there's a lot of hate that gets thrown around sometimes with these.
Some people love it. I mean, that's what they're there for. But, yeah.
Yeah. And then the last thing that they had on this one was, you know, forgetting to adapt, you know. And I don't know if I believe in adapting, because, again, I'm pretty, stoic. Everything's independent. I don't believe in DI or DC. And
there's certainly trends that happen.
Looking backwards.
It's tough to know, you know, I'm in the middle of a trend. Should I go dark side or light side?
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call,
Gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
I don't know, because the next roll will determine it's going to be different.
Is it really a trend? Six rolls really a trend out of 10,000? You know?
Right. What defines the trend? I don't know.
It's just tough. But yeah, so I don't know if I really believe in that one. But some people think, hey, if you adapt to what's going on, or, you know, if one guy burns you, and I've seen this, we didn't talk about this. If a guy burns a dark side player on the point, he won't let him have another shot out of him. You know, he'll wait until the next shooter,
right,
or she on that one. But anyway, that was what I had as far as the dark side outline on that. And but yeah, you have any other thoughts on that? Or
yeah, no, I just, if I can pound it home, you're not betting against the other players, you're both betting against the house. You just happen to be betting different. So, you know, but I think I'm just screaming into an empty, I mean, I don't know what the terms are, but I mean, people are still going to be superstitious. They're still going to go, you know, that dang dark sider. I wish people wouldn't do that. But I, you know, I don't.
Do you like playing with dark siders?
I got no problem because they don't affect what I bet. Right,
no,
a knowledgeable player knows their bet has nothing to do with what I'm betting.
Mm-hmm.
The dice are going to determine which of us guessed right.
Yeah,
but their bet doesn't hurt my bet. It doesn't help my bet. It's just a different bet. It's not poker. We're not betting against each other.
Right.
We're just guessing, and either you're going to guess right or I guessed right. So no, I have no problem with dark side players. They're just betting different. What do I care?
Yeah.
You know. But I will happily sit next to the opposing team's guy who's wearing the different jersey at the basketball game with me.
Okay.
I don't care. You know, and I'll enjoy it because they score a bucket. He jumps up. Yeah. And then, you know, my team scores a bucket. I go, in your face. Right. And we can have fun that way.
Right.
Because we know. We don't control. We don't know. We're hoping and guessing that the team I pick is going to win, but ultimately we don't know. So I wish people would be more cordial that way and have more understanding that, you know, their bet does not affect your bet. It just doesn't affect your bet. So let them play however they want in peace.
Okay. So you're recommending not to throw at their chips. What else are you recommending? Be nice to everybody. Yeah. Etiquette at the table. It's you know, there's room for everybody, whatever your style of play is.
Yeah.
It's a big tent. It's a big tent color up.
Yeah. And if you're a guy like that one guy who can walk up and shake his hand and say, dang it, I guessed wrong tonight. And, you know, all my come bets lost, or, you know, all my lost and great rolling, you know, good on you. I would say that's the way to approach the game.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.